And man, that's a terrible job. You have no respect from the customers or from your employer. Most of the time, you're a dime a dozen. They don't pay you the money they owe you if you're just an average salesman, because there'll be another salesman coming down the road. They'll take him, let him sell 10 to 15 cars in a couple months. When he figures out they're not going to pay him, he'll quit. Then they'll hire another salesman coming down the road. So, you know, you have no respect as any car dealership that works their people 7 days a week, I will not buy a car at, because, you know, these dealerships are money hungry. They work their guys 7 days a week. They don't have any time off for family. You have no time for experience. If you ask for time off, the main question is, why? You going to look for another job? Or, well, I'll tell you what, you're wanting off this weekend. You have 4 days. Get me four cars, you know. It's stuff like that they pull. So I got tired of that, and I liked working for myself in Florida, where I sold the knockoff perfumes, the fake perfumes. Mm-hmm. I sent 60, 70 people out on the street every day to sell perfume. Mm-hmm. And I liked working for myself. Well, it hasn't worked out as great as it should have, mm-hmm. but after 9/11, I lost everything, basically. I had three trucking companies. I washed their trucks. They went away. I'd do 2 to 3 houses a week. Nobody needed houses washed because they were afraid they needed their money. So after a while, I decided, well, if this is going to happen, I saw an ad on TV for American Intercontinental University. So I called them, and I'm taking classes on the internet with American Intercontinental University. Mm-hmm. And it's going pretty good, and I'll be through next April.
And
with
what are you studying?
Just business. Just get me a 4-year degree.
Right.
I was looking in the paper back several months ago, because I was just starving. Mm-hmm. I mean, one house a month just doesn't cut it.
Right.
And I said, well, and I saw an ad, two ads. One ad, a job, $28,000 a year, $28,000 a year. The same job with a 4-year degree was paying $52,000 to $55,000 a year. Same job, just had the paper. I said, oh man, if nothing tells me any more than that, that's it. So I called AIU. AIU did the paperwork, found me scholarships and funds and that, and loans, of course. But hey, if we didn't have credit, where would we be here?
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. I own a pressure washing company and going to school.
And what is it like taking classes on the internet?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it?
Oh my God, it's great. It is fantastic. Get my books about two. I have, okay, this is how the classes are. I have two classes for 5 weeks, two classes for 5 weeks, then I have a week off. This is the last of my second row of classes. Then I have a week off this coming up week. So I've scheduled several pressure washing jobs this coming week. So I'm trying
that's
to.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
You're
things
everything out.
Things are coming around.
That's
but
great.
Do a lot of reading, a lot of internet stuff, writing papers, submit them online.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a group discussion where they give you a statement and you write a paper on that. Then you have just write on at least three or four other people's discussions, what
mm-hmm.
they've written. And then you have one group project every quarter with each class. So it's pretty cool. I enjoy it.
That's cool.
No test.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
<That's good>.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
What about marriage, kids, anything
no.
like that?
Well, here's a story that very, 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 very few people know. When I was in Florida, everybody tells it. When I was in Florida, I had this girl working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And used to have quite a few parties. A lot of drugs, a lot of drinking, a lot of fun. And one night this girl came over and we had fun. And
mm-hmm.
then she quit working for me. It was like the next week or so, or a couple weeks later. And that was kind of normal. You know, after you sleep with the help, they kind of get disenfranchised with you and decide
mm-hmm.
to move on. Hey. I had 60, 70 people working for me, so I didn't care. I was doing drugs left and right and in love and life.
Mm-hmm.